He had approached the villa on that night of the storm, not out of curiosity about the music, but because of a danger to the piano player. The retreating army often left pencil mines within musical instruments. Returning owners opened up pianos and lost their hands. He followed the noise of the piano, rushing up the hill with Hardy, climbed over the stone wall and entered the villa. As long as there was no pause, it meant the player would not lean forward and pull out the thin metal band to set the metronome going. Most pencil bombs were hidden in these, the easiest place to solder the thin layer of wire upright. He had paused by the French doors, leaned his head against the frame, then slid into the room and, except for moments of lightning, remained within the darkness. There was a girl standing, as if waiting for him, looking down at the keys she was playing. His eyes took in the room before they took her in, swept across it like a spray of radar. The metronome was ticking already, swaying innocently back and forth. There was no danger, no tiny wire. Beside his tent, the antenna of a crystal set is strung up into the trees. Hannah can see the phosphorus green from the radio dial if she looks over there at night with Caravaggio's field glasses. The sapper's shifting body covering it up suddenly if he moves across the path of vision. He wears the portable contraption during the day, just one earphone attached to his head, the other loose under his chin, so he can hear sounds from the rest of the world that might be important to him. He will come into the house to pass on whatever information he has picked up that he thinks might be interesting to them. One afternoon, he announces that the band leader, Glenn Miller, has died, his plane having crashed somewhere between England and France. After a week of the Sikh sapper's presence around the villa, they adapted to his habits of eating. Wherever he was, on the hill or in the village, he would return around 12:30 and join Hannah and Caravaggio, pull out the small bundle of blue handkerchief from his shoulder bag and spread it onto the table alongside their meal, his onions and his herbs, which Caravaggio suspected he was taking from the Franciscan's garden during the time he spent there sweeping the place for mines. He peeled the onions with the same knife he used to strip rubber from a fuse wire.